We're back again. Duke and Kibble's Untitled. It's your boy Kibble.
Your boy Duke.
And your boy Mr. Untitled.
Season 2, Episode 1. Long overdue await.
Don't call her to come back.
It's nice to be back, you know.
I mean, three weeks later, we made it.
Man, it's only an extra week.
This is the third week. We made it back.
No, we took a week off.
You already know.
We took a week off?
Yeah.
So it was last week.
You said we were coming back. We was going to miss a week, which was the given week. So, okay. And then we took 1 week off, which was last week.
So in technicality, we took 2 weeks off.
No. Because we told the fans that we were going to miss one.
So that's taking a week off.
No, that's not taking one off. That's like PTO. When you put in a job.
So when PTO means taking a day off, right?
But no.
Can we agree
or
disagree?
Like I said, you took 2 weeks off.
Like, this is light skin versus dark skin.
Type shit, for real.
You see how they always trying to bring the color scheme into this?
I ain't bringing it.
It's okay. It's season 2. You know, we back on this bullshit as always. I know y'all missed us.
Maybe.
Fingers crossed.
That y'all still staying tuned after 2 weeks. Maybe forgot about us.
We're here now. Let's get started.
Here we go. We'll get it started. He said it's been 20 minutes ago. We back again. since you want to talk that shit.
Hey, what I do,
you know. So we're going to bring it back in. You know, like we said, 2 weeks off. You're a little rusty right now.
Bring it for yourself.
All right. Shit, fuck that. It took us 45 minutes to get to this segment. Anyway, so we're a little rusty.
Hold on, we're going to tell the real reason.
We're going to tell the real reason.
How long was you on the phone?
As always, we can't never think of no damn topics.
No, I gave out topics. I gave a topic 20 minutes ago. You was just on the phone.
It's okay. It's all right. We as a unit, Duke Kibble Untitled, we fucked up. We had 2 weeks to think of topics. We didn't think of shit till today.
Hold on. No, don't say till today.
Till today.
Because in the group chat, you send a message saying what we gonna talk about.
I sent my stuff. Bro. It's okay though. As a unit, we fucked up.
You said topics that we talked about nine.
Well,
months
you
ago.
Know what the earth
hey,
is.
You know what? That's what we're finna get on.
The earth is ending. Recycle.
Let's get on.
Hey, look, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-huh. He tried to bring y'all a repeat on season one.
Some you know relationship questions that we already talked
repeat,
about.
Repeat, you know, repeat
the
is
dangerous
life.
Thing.
What Rihanna say? Put the song on replay or some shit like that. No, you know who was that? No, that no, wasn't her. It's okay,
ladies and gentlemen. We just trying to get y'all that real shit. And Kimball's over here just think real shit is shit that y'all already laughed at.
It's okay. You know, some people like to re-laugh sometimes.
He just want to put our podcast on repeat.
But it's okay. But Kibble is the one out here putting topics out there while other motherfuckers ain't putting nothing out there. But we're not going to talk about that, though. It's okay.
What you mean?
Because Kibble's trying for y'all. You know, Kibble's don't take 2 weeks off. Kibble's is ready every week. But we're going to go ahead and get on subject for the show because, you know, since they want to come for me. I'm ready every week. You know, some people get their teeth pulled, don't want to do shows. Some people want to sleep the whole weekend. But we're going to go ahead and move into the subject that Mr. Untitled brought
some
out.
People like to go to work, you know, every day.
Oh, you know, some people don't want to go to work every day. Fuck this job. Like I said, every day and fuck my job. Fuck it, my job.
But anyways.
But Mr. Untitled wanted to get into movies for this segment. Now, what about movies you want to get into, Mr. Untitled?
I mean, we can go over. It's so much about movies that people don't realize. You got some of your favorite emotional movies, some of your favorite thug movies, and then some of your favorite movies to just sit there and watch, period.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give a little version of all these, you know. Not that we're doing another top five for y'all. I'm tired of top five and fucking categories.
And stop giving numbers, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like we're going to bring y'all some shit. So, you know, I want to go into, you know, emotional movies first. We can touch bases on some of the emotional movies. So, Duke, you know, while you pearling, Mr. Pearl King.
Stay out of my business.
We're going to let you go first.
I'm going to let you go first. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Put me on the spot. Yeah. So, you wanted to start out with emotional because the only movie I got emotional on was Black Hawk Down.
Why did you get emotional about that, though?
Because they left the boys behind the enemy lines. A whole different man territory.
So, you got emotional in the sense of you like
you
got to
watch the movie, bro.
You was about to tear up? Or you just emotional like, damn, yeah, that's fucked up. They let the nigga.
I was about to legit tear up.
You about to tear up. Okay. So they let the homies. They let the lone homie home.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what was yours?
Man, what's yours?
What's mine? I ain't going to lie to you. Free
this
Willy.
This nigga cried on this trip. No, Stump the Yard with Chris Brown died.
No.
He cried first year.
Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it 100 about Stump the Yard. Stump the Yard. Y'all did good. Because you got your boy. You got your boy, Stump the Yard. I give you this one. Because I mean, all that boy Chris about to be in this motherfucking killing. Chris died the first 10 minutes of the movie. I'm sitting there like, I'm happy I didn't go to the movie theaters to see this shit.
He paid $30 to see it overnight.
I ain't going to see this shit in the theaters. But when I finally seen it, I was like, so y'all got us into the movie theaters thinking Chris Brown about to kill it, and he died the first 5 minutes. I said, damn, you're going to kill my boy in the first 5 minutes? Oh, I didn't finish it the first time I watched it because they killed him in the first 5 minutes.
You cut it off right after
Chris Brown. I cut it right off. I said, I got to kiss Chris. But mine, I say Free Willy.
It really made you cry.
Free Willy made me cry as a kid. First off, it made me emotional because I was scared as fuck.
Oh, okay. Of a whale.
Of a whale, yes. You ain't ever remember the scene in Free Willy when the motherfucker, he go down there, it's pitch black down there, and the whale pop up on the screen?
Yeah.
Scares the fuck out of me as a kid. And then Lion King, every time, you know, what's called die. Well, every time Mufasa die.
I know they coming out with a new one, though.
Yeah, they ready. The live version of it.
Y'all better keep y'all kids out of her. I've been to smack the shit out of one of y'all kids. Y'all fuck up my kid. The little badass motherfuckers. Hey, this is my moment. I've been waiting. This is an adult movie. We don't need the motherfucking nappy haired baby damn kids in her. Now we gonna get into my movie.
Okay.
And it's some punk shit on God, but Temptations.
But Temptations?
The scene on Temptations that make me sad is when Smokey singing, I'm really gonna miss you, about Blue dying. Like, and I guess it's the song. I don't know if it's the scene, but the emotions of that scene is so high that I get sad every time, and I be like, damn, bro, they took my nigga Blue, bro. Like, this shit hit home, bro. Like, I'm really gonna miss you. Like, I just be like, shit. Niggas just acting like, it, man, it's deep.
So you ain't get emotional when old dude shot himself in the head in the car?
Nah, fuck it. Shit like that don't bother me. It's like, you know, like movies get me when the music drop. Like it'd be a big scene and the music just like it just set the scene for some punk shit. Like you get the chance to be a little bitch.
You catch yourself in there.
Yeah. I mean,
what's
going
on? Hold on.
It's another movie I can't think of. What the Titanic? The Titanic make me laugh.
The Titanic was hilarious. Yeah, I can't.
Saw make me laugh.
You know they're making a Titanic part two.
They remaking the Titanic.
Yeah. So, side note to Titanic Part 2. So, we had this conversation at work, and people told me they will ride the new Titanic, even if it's going on the same.
It's supposed to make the same line.
The same line. I said, you got to be crazy. It's hell.
Yeah, I'll pass.
If you go on the same line, I don't know about you, but in my lifespan, icebergs are 1-0. I'm not going against the iceberg. The iceberg's undefeated. Type shit.
Hey, you know what? But people gotta give credit to the Titanic. Because Titanic broke millions of records for movies, man.
Fuck that. You know Titanic was a long-ass movie. When we was kids in the VH tapes, it was like 5 tapes for that one damn movie.
Yeah. Hey, we know movies. Fuck that. So let's see how well y'all remember y'all childhood.
Okay.
Orange Tape.
Rugrats.
Facts.
Anytime I think of Orange Tape, I think of Rugrats' first movie.
Like, you ain't gotta think about nothing.
That's first movie.
Hey, when you was a kid, when you saw that Orange Tape, you knew what it was.
Nah, that's when you know you was a kid. When you get in the car, you wake up, you a Blockbuster.
We ain't got too many Blockbuster stories.
Oh, man.
You grew up in the county.
Yeah. You know we
had Blockbuster. You knew you was a kid when your uncle used to drop off them Dish Network cards.
The who? The what?
Yes.
The what? Yes.
We had unlocked Dish Network cards to watch whatever we wanted.
I didn't even know Dish Network had cards.
The point was, you get the basic Dish package.
Uh-huh.
They came with nothing.
And then you holler at the plug.
You know, like if you familiar with us, me and Duke, you know, the hey-hayers of the world, the climb up third rigs and shit, he will send you this Dish card. Now, this Dish card that he got you will still keep your bill at $39.99 for basic cable. But you got the HBOs, the Stars, the Cinemax, the show. It was everything, man.
See, but we just had Charter all the time. And we always had all the channels.
Yeah, again, you grew up in the county.
Yeah, I did.
Once again.
I did.
We grew up where, hey, let me get the basic package of Dish, please.
So So y'all ain't go to home videos?
I mean, we went here and there, but not enough to...
went to family video.
Right, and not we went at the movie, like the movie still every weekend, like you.
The drive-thru was our shit.
We went there every weekend. We just went there.
You knew, man, we heads going that bitch.
You going where?
To the drive-in.
Oh, it's man. The drive-in was the best time. Now, growing up, I never made it to the second movie. I didn't, like, my grandma used to...
They always played the best second movie.
And that was the bad part about it is, you know what I'm grandma had a car with a sunroof in it, and we get on top of the sunroof, on top of the roof of the car with a cover, and never make it. We make it to the middle of the first movie, and we sleep.
All right, man. We're going to move it on. We're going to keep it staying here. We're going to go into...
top five hood, I mean, top hood movies.
Some of your favorite hood movies.
My favorite hood movie? Paper Soldiers. Paper Soldiers.
Am I weird? Because I don't know what the fuck Paper Soldiers is.
With Kevin Hart. When Kevin Hart first really came out.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know.
And then Charlie Murphy in it. And like,
is it a hood movie?
It's a hood movie. Because he going in houses stealing and robbing houses.
But see, that's a hood movie to me. Like, my favorite hood movie is Blue Hill Avenue.
Never heard of it.
What?
I've never
heard of it. So, I'm talking about them slime gutter movies. Like Sugar Hill. Like Shudders. Shudders.
Shooters.
You're disqualified.
You disrespected the fuck out that movie.
But she ain't on Paper Soldiers.
That's not a hood movie.
It is a hood movie.
Stop the Black Flag Crying.
Whatever.
Mad Max with the series and the bomb, man.
I didn't see Shudders until freshman year. Shudders until freshman year of college. Don't judge me. Don't kill me.
This is a judgment free zone.
Don't kill the man.
I'm judging.
I didn't say it's a freshman year. That's not my fault. Dang. In my household, my mama didn't watch movies.
Shasta's
like that.
Is on the list. Blue Hill Avenue is on the list. You know what? A movie that I can't stand now. New Jack City.
Oh yeah, I like New Jack City.
Like the way I feel about it now. I guess I watch New Jack City so much, but some of my favorite lines from hood movies all the time. One of them do come from New Jack City. I never liked you anyway, you pretty motherfucker. Like, that line was so disrespectful, though. Because that was his boy. Like, that was fucked up, man. It's fucked up. Favorite hood movies? That's all you got, though?
Shit, I ain't got too many hood. I ain't never watched too many hood movies. I'm watching movies like
that. You ain't had BET. You grew up on MTV.
First off, I ain't have cable in my house. So we had.
You just talking.
No. Grandma and them had Charter. My house, we had My 46. They had, all the black people shows on it. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Well, I grew up watching Major Pain. There you go.
I mean, Major Pain
is an all-time classic.
What?
Major Pain was the funniest man alive.
It was cool. I ain't gonna speak bad on it.
But movie-wise, nah.
Favorite black romance movies?
Love and Basketball. That's number one. That's gotta be number one.
False. Love Jones.
No, I didn't like Love Jones.
Everybody entitled to that.
Love Jones.
I couldn't get jiggy with that shit.
What?
I just couldn't. I couldn't get into it.
What?
But Love and Basketball hits home for me. I love basketball.
But you can't hoop.
Boy.
You act like you was a hooper. Like you act like he like, hey, it hit home. He act like he was like LeBron in high school. Like he hit it too right now.
He gonna disrespect the brother varsity sophomore year. It's okay. This
you 5'6".
We the same goddamn height.
You're shorter than me.
I'm 5'11". I was 5'11" at the time. 150 pounds at this time. I heard balling.
Man,
come on now.
Fitted,
right now, I outball him right now.
You just hit our Love and Basketball like that was gonna be. I'm gonna give you that.
That's number one.
Love Jones is better to me.
Why?
Because it's a true love story.
And Love and Basketball is a true love story.
No, it's not.
It is.
This nigga, Omari Epps won shit.
He wasn't shit other than knee, but still.
Then you got the brothers. How did you forget the best man? Best man holiday.
I'm still taking Love and Basketball for 500, Lewis.
Love Jones for a million, please.
Oh no. No, he can stay a millionaire's where it's at. Mm-hmm. But here you got, okay. Favorite animated movie of all time?
Watch that shit.
Animated cartoon movie.
You say animated? Yeah. Or animated.
Animated. Not anime. Animated. So Rugrats, Lion King, anything like that that's animated. Oh no!
Hold on, my favorite animated.
I mean, childhood movie Lion. I just bought the Lion King, so Lion King will forever be a classic.
I'm sorry, I got a Toy Story.
Oh, the Lion King?
No, yeah, I can't.
I gotta get Toy Story. Toy Story was that shit.
Toy Story was that shit, but you can't. Lion King trumps everything.
Now, Lion King talking about death real quick, and that Scar was a thug.
No, first off, the Lion King is hands down the best childhood movie.
Rugrats might be better than that. I'm sorry.
The TV show?
No, the movie. The first Rugrats movie was good as fuck.
You lost.
Oh, I lost. Come on.
Take your ass back to the county.
For all us county folk, I'm holding it down for us today.
You like light skin race type shit.
Dark skin race, these ways.
I don't know nobody that don't put Lion King first.
It just.
I mean, you got Lion King, then Toy Story, and then the list is debatable. Lion King's one, Toy Story's two, and then they go into the Mulans, the Aladdin's, the.
Damn, I forgot about Aladdin.
You know they remaking Aladdin?
Yeah, no, and they made it into a real one, like they making Lion King.
It's not in my top five.
Yeah,
I'm saying
Aladdin. Was,
Incredibles, fuck not no. Incredibles probably make.
Incredibles top five. Incredibles top five. I haven't seen the second one yet. But yeah, that's the topic for movies. We're gonna get on to the next segment. All right, we're back again. This is this topic we really usually don't talk about on the show. So we're going to try something new this week. We're going to do our top five basketball players of all time. We don't get into sports too often because we usually talk about other crazy shit. But something new, try something out, see how y'all feel about it. You know,
we're going to kick it off with the person that don't know that much.
That don't watch basketball like that.
It's not the fact that I don't know that much. It's the fact that I don't care. Enough to know
he don't give a fuck. That's what he's saying.
At all. So,
he
don't give Mr. a fuck. Duke, top five.
Your top five. It's gonna be interesting because you got the most unbiased opinion.
And as much as I hate on this man, as much as I hate on,
I'm gonna just speak. I'm gonna just speak a little louder.
We know what he's going.
We going from five to one. Or we going from one through five.
We going from five to one.
Okay.
Number five is LeBron James.
Oh. Okay.
He's in top five.
He's in top five, at least. Yes. Okay.
And then I'm going to throw in Mr. Iverson.
Okay.
Then I'm going to throw in... I can't, like, you can't... You need a big man. So I'm going to go with Shaq Diesel.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with Shaq.
All right.
And then where I got two more?
You got two more. Mm-hmm.
I got to go with Ray Allen.
It's his top five. So, because I know my brother,
okay,
and I grew up with my brother, you was a Pacers fan, and I remember we used to play live, and he only played to get Jermaine O'Neal, and you didn't even name Jermaine.
Because he ain't that good.
Because he wasn't that good. That's
actually, Jermaine was, I mean,
he was decent.
He was decent.
True. He wasn't top five ready.
I mean, true, but I mean, this is his top five. Your top five don't have to be the greatest five. It could just be somebody that you personally, you fuck with. Because, I mean, if you're going to go off top five, my top five will be players that I watch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a top five of people that I think is just the best. Because Magic can make my greatest players ever, but I can't name Magic as one of my top fives due to the fact that I never watched Magic.
Okay.
So I'm going to go to Kibbs. Brother Kibbs, drop your knowledge on your top five.
My top five.
Your favorite players. Not the greatest, but your top
five
players.
My top five players.
Your favorite five players. Okay, we'll do it that way.
Favorite five players. If we just go in that way, we ain't going to go the best list. Got to go with Jesus Shuttlesworth. Got to go Ray Allen number five. Because Ray
made two lists.
Ray got that cha-cha. And Ray was just that. And come on, Jesus Shuttlesworth. Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Damn.
Who else you got after Ray? Who I got after Ray? Damn, this is, I should have thought about this a little harder. Goodness gracious. You got Ray. And then I got to give. God, Lee.
You weren't prepared.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared.
You weren't prepared.
I wasn't
like
ready.
That. I got
you just
five,
you just went through your.
Favorite five? Come on.
I'm going to go Chop Chops. I got to go Reggie next. Reggie wasn't shit. But Reggie hold on.
Reggie was the shit.
Reggie didn't do shit but shoot the ball.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's why I give him. That's why he get number four. Because Reggie has that chopper. If I had to put my life on the line, I'm going to put Reggie out there for the three.
Okay.
And this is from people from like older generation.
Draymond's going to throw some wrenches in the game.
Because everybody's going to put Curry out there. I'm more of an older generation. Fuck these young, light-skinned like motherfuckers. But
Curry get big respect. I was a huge Steph fan before the wave, but he don't make my
list. You were still you was a fan when he was, them angles was fucked up. Fucked up.
Okay. How many was that?
That's two. That's two. I know, it's bad, I know.
He got three. We got LeBron on there.
LeBron number one. I'm just going to put that just number one.
So we short two.
We short two. So then my last two players, golly.
It's a struggle.
It's a struggle. It's a real struggle.
But y'all know what's funny though.
Elijah won.
Oh, okay.
King?
Because he had that dream shake. That King? Can't beat the dream shake. Because I used to try to do that, and then my knees didn't hold up with the, like they pop every time you do the little pop. We didn't like that. But then that's Elijah won, and then I say the last one for real. I had to be Shaq because he's just phenomenal.
You gotta respect.
Yeah, him. He's just phenomenal. Okay.
So I can't give y'all my five favorite in order.
That's fine.
Okay.
So.
I'm
gonna throw the eyeball out there first.
Okay.
Bane.
Who?
Bane.
Kobe. Okay.
Kobe.
I forgot all about that nigga, but yeah.
I hate Kobe, and I would never think that I would say this. But as for me, my competitive nature, my love for sports, I got so much respect for Kobe. Kobe makes my top five. I'm talking about to watch what Kobe brought to the game. Day in and day out, the drive, Kobe makes my list.
Mm-hmm.
Iverson, the respect Allen Iverson had for the game. Yeah. Iverson had the history for the most injuries and still suited up and played. And, okay, let me also put a spin on my five. If I did not see you play, you are not making my five.
That's how my list went.
So, Mike, the shit. I can't give you the credit, Mike. Magic to me is the greatest ever. I didn't see you play Magic. I can't give you this. My favorite point guard that I've ever watched that I used to model my game off of was Nash. The genius IQ of this man, the behind the backs, the over the head passes, the chopper three. Like anybody that knew me in 2K knew that my game was based on dimes and threes. So I'm at three. Damn, it's a toss-up.
Right.
Because I fuck with Wade. But I'm down to my final two. Anybody that grew up with me hooping, Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
My game style was, I'm in the post. I'm the shit. And there wasn't shit you could do about it.
Not at all.
So Shaq makes my two. And all hell the motherfucking team. Bitch. I'm sorry.
Now LeBron is coming.
LeBron is LeBron. The one and only my favorite. I'm talking about been a fan since draft day. I watched the documentary. I supported high school. I supported draft night. I rolled with the Cavs. I rolled with the Heats. I rolled back with the Cavs. I got the Lakers jersey. Like, come on, man. Like, my thing is people don't realize you don't get to witness greatness that often.
Nope.
And what LeBron did to this game of basketball. When you're top five in points, you're top five in top 10 in rebounds, assists. Like, you changed the game, my man. So, you know, I'm going to throw salt on some lists now, though.
Okay.
I can't throw salt on my brother list because, you know, I don't think he know much. But, Will, no, you threw Ray. Like, you got Ray over Ivo as a favorite.
We just went off of our favorite players.
Right, but... Ray Allen hits over Ivo for you.
Yes.
No, you know what? Never mind.
I told you what it was. No. Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Hood niggas took Ivo.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Ivo was the hood nigga that made it. Shit. Ivo was the hood nigga that made it. Ivo spoke to the... Yeah, Ivo was Jory, Big T. Who else was on Will list?
I had Miller. Reggie. I had Ivory. I had Allen, LeBron. Hakeem and
my thing, Shaq. You watch King? You know King?
Yeah. I watch King.
All right, who your five greatest?
Five great? Oh, shit.
five greatest?
LeBron, Jordan.
Order.
This is order. LeBron, Jordan.
Ooh.
Shit. LeBron, Jordan. There we go.
five in order. And yes, again, I'm throwing something on my own list. Number one, Magic. When you can win the game playing all five positions, do anything on the court, Magic. Number two, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Right. You about to fuck up.
Brian, get my number two.
Okay. That should have been number one, but go ahead.
It's tough for me.
I ain't throwing a
Mike. Mike got six rings, and I want to give Mike two. But to me, Mike get more credit than he deserved.
Yep.
Mike was great, but Mike, only thing Mike did to revolutionize the game, he brought swagger. Like, NBA never had swagger to Mike. Like, if you know the story about how his shoe brand got kicked off where they fined him every night, like, Mike brought the swagger to basketball. Mm-hmm. So, Mike get number three. Shaq get four.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq get four. Ooh, I said the five greatest?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah, you fucked up. You're number five, and you got a one spot. One spot left. Yeah, you fucked up.
Fuck. All right, top five of these positions. I don't know my five.
Don't change it now.
All right, Magic, Brian, uh-huh. Mike, Shaq. Woo!
Mm-hmm. He about to get fired today.
I mean, what do you... If all around talent, rings. You know, because when people bring up Mike, they like to say, Mike the greatest because he got six rings. Then I throw out Bill. Well, that don't count. Or you throw a Robert Orbit. That don't count. So I don't base it off rings. Overall talent, man, Timmy close. Like, my fifth is between Tim Duncan and Kobe. You know, it's so many names I can throw for the fifth that I don't have that answer. Because, like, they all great. Tim Duncan, to me, is the greatest power forward that ever played the game.
Mm-hmm.
So Kobe, to me, I can't put Kobe on my list because Kobe's not the best shooting guard. No disrespect to Kobe. Kobe's not better than Mike. I personally don't think Kobe's better than Iverson. If Iverson had a supporting cast like Kobe, Iverson would be a whole other player.
If Iverson a couple inches taller, it'd be a whole
other player. No, I can't even say that because he gave boys that work.
He did. So you add a couple inches with that. It did.
Yeah, but it could have affected how he played.
It could have kept him from getting hurt, too.
I mean, you never know, man. So, I mean, we something different. If y'all like these sports things, let us know because I'm big in the sports.
We trying new things. We don't want to get, like they said earlier, I keep trying to get y'all recycled shit. So we are trying. We're trying new things. For this season two is going to be new shit every week. Try something new. Y'all tell us what y'all think about it, and then we'll go from there. So now we're going to move on to the next subject.
All right, y'all. Now we know we just gave y'all a little spinoff on the last one. Oh, no, unfunny. Now we got to take it back to what we started as, reminiscing on times. And we ain't never hit this one, but we all probably got one. I'm going to spin it to the one that I know got the funny story and probably multiple. Duke, the question of this last topic.
Last segment.
One time you almost got arrested.
Ooh. Ooh, I like that one.
So one time, or multiple, because I know you got about 40 in a bit. But one time you almost got locked in little cages, man.
Hmm. Duke, the evidence is in your hand.
And what a funny time. I'm going to say it's when we was going to the Ops.
What happened?
Oh!
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, God!
What happened? I don't know this story.
Was that for my birthday?
I forgot. But is that the... We weren't close to getting arrested, though. But that's funny. You got to tell the story.
Tell the story.
Tell the story, then think on it.
Because that is the closest that I was going to get arrested.
I want to know what happened. I wasn't there.
So it was either my birthday or we were just going out to the island. So me and Dre, we on the highway right there. Whatever that highway is. Yeah. He got the goose. That's the first time I was drinking that goose, too. That nasty shit.
Fifth was out.
We had the fifth. I had the strap in the car.
The strap was out.
Out.
So
okay, so you guys just running around with guns.
No. Everything was out. The gas was out. The bottle was out. The strap was out. He just finished smoking, and the sirens went off behind us. He didn't even crack the windows.
He followed us for
right, but he didn't even crack the windows.
So this sounds like a setup.
Hold on. The officer walks up to the court. We finally let the window down, and I'm like, we fucked, bro.
Meanwhile, before we even got pulled over, I'm like, right here. Stuff this way. Make sure you don't move your shoulders. I'm talking about we was tucking everything in there. And then he finally pulled us over with us. And he put his face like directly in my car. I'm like, I know he smelt this, bro. I know he smelt this on us. Because I had just took a swig before we got bought. And then he come back. He wrote my license or whatever. And he's like, where y'all finna go? He's like, we actually right here going to this club or whatever. And then we went in there. I'm talking about we went in there and got lit, didn't we? Cause we was like, "Ooh, that nigga blew our high instantly." Pulling us,
who was in the lights? I would, my high would have been gone. I'm like, "Oh, instantly. What's going on here?" Oh, oh,
he was. I was like, "Damn,
we knew we was fucked."
Yeah, he was dirty as that one.
Yeah, talk about liquor open, weed, everything
reeking.
So I'm gonna go to mine, and it's a childhood story. I don't know if you was walking with us. We was in Centerville, and we walking down the streets. My brother had that was the BB gun era for us. Oh, and shit. I had my boy Nick BB gun.
This before the real guns?
Oh, yeah. Okay. This, I was in Centerville. I had Nick BB gun. And I guess somebody saw it on us or we passed it. And this car, like, we saw the police drive by us, but he didn't say nothing. So he came down the next street, swerved in front of us, and two to three cars popped out behind us with guns pointing at us. Motherfuckers was like, where the gun? Hey, we in this bitch like, bro, we ain't got no gun. He said, what? Hey, I say, here, bro, you can have this bitch. It's a BB gun. Take, like, that was the one moment where shit got real, real, bro. Because I'm talking about we had a BB gun. Like, he was like, man, that shit look real woody woody. I say, bro, fuck this, sir. You can have this bitch. My shit was real. It got too real. Like, I don't even know.
He said, don't lock me up today. Please don't lock me up today. Please don't lock me up today.
You got to understand. They pulled up with straps drawn. Like, they didn't even ask questions. They just hopped out like we was finna rob a motherfucker. Like, we didn't even point it at nobody.
I don't even go here.
No, literally, like, I don't even go here. He was like, who gun is this? I said, officer, this is shit. You gonna have it. Nah, I gave that boy whole gun. He was mad as fuck. Fuck you. My life was on the line.
I ain't going to jail for nobody.
I got another funny half story where it wasn't me, but it was my boys. Mm-hmm. You know, we did a lot of dumb shit in Centerville, the end.
Noon.
So, I was in the projects.
My
mama called me and say, hey, do not come home. I said, mama, what you mean? She's like, hey, shit popped off. The boy's on the garage. Don't come home. So, I creep. Finally, about 20 minutes, I was like, this shit got to be over. Every friend that I had was lined up on my boy's garage with their hands on the motherfucking wall and painted down. I walked around the corner. I was like, oh, I'm going in the house. This shit is real.
He said, I don't know what y'all doing. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me.
Officer, how you doing, sir? I'm an officer of the law.
Trey. Who?
Who? My name is Alfonso.
Me knowing Leah hit me there. Yeah. I don't know who these people are.
So that was a moment that I'll never forget. I got another dumb moment.
Nah, it's wheel time.
I got one dumb.
Let him have his moment. I give my good ones. You know, my stuff is always good.
I remember the police wasn't involved, but we was walking down the street.
Oh, Lord. It's about
and
to be
somebody shot a bottle rocket at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And we took off running. Everybody went their different ways. I got in the house. We had a hole in the wall by your room. Mm. I took everything off, shoved it in a hole in the wall because I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen. We saw sirens coming behind us. So we ran and hid. I ducked off behind this tree. After the car went down the street and left, I went in the house. My boy came in the house after me. I was like, hey, you got to get the fuck out. You don't stay here. I stay here. This is my house. Get out. We both can't be hiding here together. This is guilty. Like, I don't know. I watched so many crime shows. I was like, you go your way, I go mine. I do me, you do you. Like, yeah. No. Like, in my mind, I was like, I watched all these police shows. Hey, look. I don't know why the fuck I throw high in these clothes and the hole in the wall was going to make a difference. Like, they couldn't find
his whole life just changed right there in that moment.
All the criminal shows start playing in my head. I was like, red light. You got to get the fuck out. Hey, after that day, everybody's like, bro, why do you put them on? I was like, I don't know, but we couldn't be together. Like, you can't get caught together. We're going down. You go, I stay, or I go, you know, this is my house. I got territory rights here. You got to get out type shit. But this shit was so fucking fucked up. Y'all don't understand. I grew up watching police shows, so in my mind, I was right. Hey, I hit everything, and it wasn't hit well, but it was hit. In my mind, I was like, I did this. I got away with a crime. I'm good.
Let's see. Now mine, y'all don't judge me. I got three good ones. So we was at Walmart growing up as kids. And you know, this one time frame with kids, motherfuckers were wearing steel baseball gloves and like just rock them. Just rock them. They want to rock baseball gloves. I don't know who made this a style, who said it was cool.
Nelly.
Yeah. And so they still in baseball gloves. So they're stealing them. It was like seven of us. We was walking out of Walmart. And the alarm went off.
Oh,
the alarm went off. Everybody booked it. The police just happened to be sitting outside.
They called.
They booked it. For some reason, at this time, and on this day, my legs didn't want to work. They were like, come on. I was like, oh, I couldn't move. I stopped and just sat on the bench, and the police stopped me with the flashlight. I was like, officer, I'm just tired. And I sat down. I don't know what's going on. I just came here to get some cookies.
Some cookies.
Officer's like, what are cookies at? He's like, oh, I think I left them over there at the checkout line. So when I get back to the house, they like, man, what the fuck happened? I was like, y'all niggas left me. The police got and asked me 20 more questions. Do you know who did it? Sir, I just came to get some cookies.
You better than this shit. I'm dropping cases on all you.
No, I didn't steal nothing because I was too scared to steal. I just like, you know, I want to fit in. I'm going to roll with y'all niggas. Cool. Can y'all steal me a pair? They be like, nah, nigga, you ain't stealing. You ain't getting shit. I was like, all right. And so I got with another man, fuck y'all. I was like, y'all couldn't, y'all ain't trying to grab me. Y'all just left me there for dead. I said, so if something would have happened, I would have been dead. So that was story number one, almost getting locked up. The second one was, I got a homeboy, and somebody had beef with him. Some kid around the corner had beef with him. So he went up the street. The kid said something to him. He came back mad, sad. So we all rolled up the street, walked the street together, in front of the dude. And I swear the dude started crying. He said, oh, they're going to jump me. And his mama called the police.
What?
We didn't know she had called the police. We was all standing outside waiting for him to come back outside. His mama called the police, and the police rolled up from two different streets. Mm-hmm. And that was the day my legs worked. We booked it. We was gone. Like I'm hurtling over back fences. I ripped my favorite pair of shorts. I ain't never wore them again. They had a big old hole in the back. They got stuck to the fence. And then the police chased them down the street. I was like, I don't know how we got away. But we got back to my homeboy house. And we all went in the basement. And like went in the corner of the basement. And just hide in the corner of the basement. Like, if we hide in the corner, he ain't going to find us. He came and knocked on the door. He knocked on the door. And they sent my ass upstairs.
Yeah.
And he's like, sir, we're looking for a group of kids up there.
You look 40.
He's like, we're looking for a group of kids that was trying to jump a little innocent boy up the hill. I was like, sir, I was just watching cartoons. I haven't been outside. He said, well, sir, you're sweating. I was like, it's just, it ain't no fans in here. We can't afford fans. That was the second time we almost got locked up. And then the last time I was got locked up, it's playing Ding Dong Ditch. Ringing doorbells and throwing shit at people's windows. And we did it in the wrong neighborhood, and it happened to be a cop's house. He came out there with the gun and the flash, like, you motherfuckers is like, oh, shh. I won't lie to you. I pissed myself that day. I peed all down my leg. And all you know, you pissing your shoes, you get the little squish, squish sound. The rest of that day, every time I walked, I was like, I was so embarrassed for myself.
Hey, man, I got a story, but it's only if you could tell it. When we went to Walmart that night as kids, do you remember?
No, I don't.
That's the
Yo, Stewart.
When I
was started, if I got the blessing to start it.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I swear.
So we went to Walmart. It was me, him, my mama, and daddy.
Our computer games.
Hey, we chilling. So I don't know what the fuck didn't transpire, y'all. We chilling. We get ready to walk out the damn store. They walk up.
God, I don't know this.
They walked up. They was like, sir, you can't leave.
Hmm.
I looked at myself like, what the fuck? Hey, look, they come grab my brother. And it's like, hey, you can't leave. I'm like, what the fuck? So my mom and daddy like, ma'am, you know, y'all got a misunderstanding. Woody, woody, woody. They was like, no. They poured out all the empty boxes, kids. Look. They was like, where's all this stuff that?
I had Grand Theft Auto. I had like.
You had put it in your pockets?
Wait. Yeah. So he emptied out all the boxes in the cases, left it in the bathroom. So they dropped the boxes. They was like, y'all can't leave. Man, my daddy looked at that boy. He was like, man, I ain't steal this. I got this from my boy at school. I swear to God, that was so fucked up. Whatever happened, I don't remember the ending.
See, let me go.
Oh, you gave all the shit back.
Oh, you got lucky there.
Yeah.
At least your boys ain't leave you.
Right. I'm leaving anybody.
But shit, there we go. That's a new segment again for the day. But as always, like I say, go follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Duke and Kibbles, spelled that Duke, that Ann and Kibbles. Again, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. Go give us that follow. We appreciate y'all being patient with us as always for another week or two, whatever they want to say, PTO.
Oh my God.
And we're going to leave it at that.
And as always,
here
we go.
You know, because I told y'all already, man, I get one day a week to spend with y'all. Y'all be canceling on the brother.
You do realize we got lives.
Huh? Yeah, y'all got lives. I can have lives all the 6 other days of the week.
I do double 6 days of the week.
Well, man. Nobody tell you to work.
Bruh, you know, some of us got real jobs, as your girl likes to say.
Oh, I have a real job.
Mm. But as always, fuck with your boy.
Oh, thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.